Random Eggs Productions and the Credible Nerds present The Fourth Taviren, a Wheel of Time podcast.
The Wheel of Time turns, and ages come and pass, leaving memories that become legend. Legend fades to myth, and even myth is long forgotten when the age that gave it birth comes again. Let the dragon ride again on the winds of time.
Welcome, everyone, to this special edition of the Fourth Taviren podcast. I am your host, Justin, and as always, I have my fellow Taviren with me, Mark.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
And today we are going to be talking about some of the biggest news out of the Wheel of Time, and that'll be the recent casting announcements that was published and announced by the Wheel of Time on Prime Twitter account 3 days ago. So that was Thursday, was that? Or, oh, it was Wednesday, because it was Wheel of Time Wednesday.
Oh, that's right.
So they started making some announcements. They had teased that they would be making some big news here shortly. So when the news came, the first announcement was that Joshua Stradowski would be playing Randall Thor. And they published a little blurb that says, "It was not about me. It's never been about me." And they posted a picture of his headshot, a black and white headshot. So everybody freaks out, like, oh, sweet, Randall Thor. And then a couple minutes later, another announcement comes out for Perrin Ibarra, who will be played by Marcus Rutherford. Another blurb. "It was about a man whose family was taken from him, but who stood tall in his sorrow and protected those he could." And again, a headshot that's black and white. And then again, another announcement for Nynaeve Almira that Zoe Robbins will be playing Nynaeve. And the blurb for her was, "It was about a woman who refused to believe that she could not heal those who had been harmed." And then again, a black and white headshot. And again, more announcements. Barney Harris will be playing Matt Coffin. Again, black and white headshot with the blurb, "It was about a hero who insisted with every breath that he was anything but a hero." And then again, another announcement that Madeline Madden would be playing Egwene Alvear. And again, a black and white headshot of her. And then the quote for her, "It was about a woman who would not bend her back while she was beaten, and who shone with a light for all who watched." So then that was it. Pretty fast and furious, I don't know, 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes of announcements. And I had heard about the Randall Thor announcement and the Perrin Ibarra announcement. So I immediately got on Twitter and was following, and there was all kinds of comments. And then Facebook, there was all kinds of comments. And we'll get into that here in a little bit. But the Taviren, the three Taviren boys, and then Nynaeve and Egwene. So the five Emmonfielders were announced. And that's after Rosamund Pike was announced to be playing Moraine a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago. And I think I just want to go back to when I first saw these announcements. And we're going to be getting into the nitty gritty of all that here on the Fourth Taviren. But the first one I saw was the Marcus Rutherford casting for Perrin Ibarra. So I saw the photo, I clicked on it, and so you could see the whole thing. And honestly, my first reaction was, oh, he's black. That, okay. And it kind of took me back. I was like, wait. Then I was like, okay. I didn't think it was a bad thing. I didn't think anything like that. It was just, whoa, okay. That wasn't what I was expecting. And then the other ones with Nynaeve, Zoe Robbins is Nynaeve. She's also black. And then the Egwene Alvear actress, Madeline Madden. I don't know if she's black, but she's definitely darker skin. I get the impression she's maybe Indian or something like that.
Yep, that's what I thought. I thought she's Indian, right?
Yeah, from India, not Native American.
But I don't know, right? I don't know where she comes from, but. Yeah, she definitely looks Indian.
Then Matt, the picture that they posted, he looks like a white kid with brown hair. But then I've seen other pictures posted on social media where he's a little bit darker skinned, but not necessarily as dark as the others. And then Joshua, who plays Randall Thor, is a white kid. So obviously that was the main topic of discussion after these announcements all over social media. Some people praised it. Some people didn't like it. Some people criticized it. Some people like me were taken aback, and then we're okay with it because, you know, basically it's out of my control. I don't have any say, and I'm either going to hate it or accept it. And like I said, I never hated it. It was just different than what I was expecting. I think that's what we're going to get into, is it's different than most people are expecting. So what was your first thoughts or reactions, Mark, when you saw these pictures and were reading all the posts and all that?
So I was at work when I first got news. I was getting ready to go to a meeting, and Justin sent me something saying, oh, check this out. And I was like, oh, man, that's awesome. You know, they're posting it. And so I didn't get a check until the end of the day. And by the end of the day, everything was out. Posts were posted. Tweets were tweeted. You know, I mean, it was out there. There was no dodging it. Like, I remember logging on. I'm like, what is going on? Like, people are, like, freaking out. Yeah. And I pulled it up and looked, and it was a shock, right? Shock and awe. Everything I had imagined, and let's get real, everything everyone had imagined,
right,
was thrown out the door. I, you know, come on. Nobody would have expected this. Nobody.
Right.
And it did. It threw me for a loop. And the first thing I thought was, PC culture will ruin this movie, or this show. You know, and then I kind of took a step back and was like, well, you know, let's look at what they have. And kind of like, you know, it's like, well, I can't control it. And they can either be good or they can be bad, right? And, you know, like, fine. I mean, let's give it a shot. And so it just took me for a loop. So I start reading through, you know, the messages and everything else, seeing what people are getting. And I think they got everything they wanted out of this, right? They got all the publicity in the world. They got the shock and awe. And they got the arguments, exactly what they wanted. I mean, it just generates talk. It generates thought. It generates idea. It's going to generate excitement. And I think that's what they got out of this casting.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And right. I mean, otherwise, why do it? I mean, there's no reason for it. There's no precedent for it. And so I really feel like that's exactly what they wanted out of it. For me, the most negative thing for it is, I mean, yes, granted, there are the people that, you know, are upset simply because they're black, and that's too bad. But I think on the flip side, there's a large group of people that will call everyone racist that just don't like it, and I think that's equally as bad. And the sad thing is that that's almost exactly what I think that they wanted from it, is to generate this kind of talk, and that it's okay to do this and do that. And you're right, it is. It's exactly, it's 100% okay to cast these people in these roles. You are correct. But I feel like when that's the cornerstone for the reasoning, then you're putting that above the movie, above the show. And so for me, it's been a negative, because that's what I feel like was done. I don't feel like it was done for any creative purposes to follow the book. I feel like it was done for creative purpose to be different, but to generate this kind of discussion.
Yeah. What do you mean by PC culture will ruin the show? What does that mean to you? Like, where are you coming from with that?
For me, I mean, you see it in a lot of shows. You're seeing it like in the, for example, the adaptation of Ariel, the new adaptation of Annie, right? With not Jamie Foxx, and I don't know the little girl's name, but you know what I mean? Yeah. You see it in things like that, where you're kind of writing these shows or rewriting characters or rewriting whatever you want to show that you're inclusive, to, you know what I mean? To be more, you know, politically correct and stuff like that. But for me, it's like, look, if they were to cast Tiana from Princess and the Frog and make her blonde hair, blue eyed white girl, people would freak out because it's racist. Oh my gosh, blah, 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 blah. But if you do it in this instance, it's okay. It's PC culture and, you know, everything else. And if you don't like it,
it's not necessarily that the person that they chose or the actor they chose, or whatever the case may be, it's more like there's an ulterior motive that's supplanting the story. Or something
that's, that that's the feeling I get. And so everybody knows, because I when I was talking about this, I said, yeah, I just don't like it, and because it doesn't match what, you know, I read in the book and what I had in my own mind and whatever it is. And immediately the first thing someone said comes out and says, well, then you're racist,
right?
And I'm like, I'm racist because I don't agree with that. Like, I should be able to not like how something is cast because I have an idea in my head of what it should be. And they're like, oh yeah, that's racist. That's ridiculous. And I was like, I don't know how that's right. Like, and they started calling me white, like, you're just a white racist. And I'm like, look, I'm 100% Mexican, you know, that's a permanent resident here in the United States.
Yeah. You're born in Mexico.
Yeah. Born in Mexico. And immediately they backed off. They're like, oh, blah, 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 and backtracking. For me, I'm like, that's ridiculous. Like, just to be called racist because you think I'm white, you know, I'm like, that should have nothing to do with it. In fact, that should be the last thing you go to. You know, unless I'm saying something like, yes, I don't like them because they're black and I don't like black people. Yes, that's racist. You right. bet, you know. But if I'm saying, look, I don't like it because I've had this idea in my mind. It's, you know, it's in the art. It's in these things. Like, there's a precedent there already. Why change it if it's already good as it is? And then somehow that's racist because I don't agree with the casting and they happen to be black. And that just blows my mind and drives me mad. And I just feel like that's part of what it was about, was to bring that discussion to the forefront.
Mm-hmm. Well, the argument for that is, you know, to be inclusive, to, you know, hey, we have black fans, we have Mexican fans, we have white fans. So let's just not make this another white guy show. Let's, you know, bring some color into it and get some diversity. Because we want to represent all our fans. So that's, you know, that's the counter argument.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, as I mean, I definitely think that's good. No doubt that we want everyone to feel included and things like that. But the book clearly spells out that there are certain groups, certain nations, certain whatever, that are dark-skinned and are light-skinned and do have these accents and do have different, you know, this and that and the other. And so I feel like that's been represented, but instead of letting that be represented throughout the movie as it comes, you've made that the center of it. You've made that like that is the main storyline right now. Obviously, the story will have its own story, but until it comes out, that becomes the main storyline of the movie. Yeah. And if you look at every discussion, nobody is talking about, man, is Zoe Robbins going to be this great actress for this? Is any, you know, oh, Barney Harris is, it's just, oh, man, you're racist because you don't believe this. Oh, the black actors, oh, I thought they were this. Oh, let's post, you know, quotes from books about what they should look like, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's all it's been about for literally like 4 days, right?
Yeah.
And so for me, it's completely taken the eye off of the television show. And that's what it should be about. That's what it really 100% should be about.
Yeah. Yeah. So obviously they're not going to be following the descriptions in the book. They're going to make their own tweaks and decisions and change things.
I believe Loyal, right? Is that his name?
Yeah.
My guess is that Loyal is going to be played by Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, he's going to be a midget now.
Yep, that is my prediction.
Yeah. Well, it's like when I posted that picture on one of the groups earlier today about the skinny Steve Rogers from Captain America, the first Avenger, before he took the serum. You know, I posted a picture of that and said, breaking news, new actor has been announced to play Lan.
Yeah.
The total opposite of what Lan is, right?
Yeah. And the idea, and obviously the idea behind that is like, oh, don't bash it. Just let him act it and then figure it out. Like, it's like, okay, look, I get what you're saying. Justin gets what you're saying. Everybody gets what you're saying. Okay. But what we're saying is you can't just go off the rails either. And I think that's what worries me most.
So what if these guys do a great job? What if, you know, Marcus is a great parent and
these guys, no, you're right. And they could be, they very well could be. And I'm not saying they won't be, they could be great anyways. Even if the show was terrible, they could be great. Right.
Right. Yeah.
They could be good actors. My concern isn't so much that they were cast, as black characters being the, you know, what everyone assumed would be white characters. My concern is you're going to continue making these changes and then people aren't going to recognize what they're watching, especially your long-term fans. Because let's get real, your long-term fans are your audience.
At least for these first few episodes, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not like this is coming out on the tail end of Game of Thrones where people are looking for something to replace it. It's coming out 2 years later, right? So you're not going to have the string along fans that are looking for something else. They're gone. They're elsewhere. You're going to have the fan base that's really strong. And you're not talking like, you know, Game of Thrones, where you have, you know, quite a few fans for sure, but not near as many as you are for Wheel of Time.
Yeah.
You have fans everywhere, every country. I mean, tons of people have read this series all over the world. They love it. They, you know, there's been tons and tons of discussions about what it is. What if they would make it into a movie? Who would it be? Oh, who would they cast as Rand? Who would they cast as? And out of the 10 million, who should they cast post? Not a single one came close to any of these people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we had our own speculative show about who they're going to cast last fall. And we're, you know, that was recent. And, you know, on these message boards that like Dragon Mount and Tarvalen.net, you know, that have been around since the early 2000s, if not sooner, casting speculations was going on and on and on and on. And no one ever said, you know, it was always like a white guy is going to represent Rand, Matt, Perrin, you know. And it's just, that's been ingrained in what we've thought about these characters for almost 30 years. And so to change that is, first of all, it's going to take some time to get used to for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And they may never come around because these books are like the Bible to them, right? It's, you know, sacred, holy word type stuff. And they're not going to accept it or have a really hard time accepting it. So I think people are just overreacting on both sides. You know, people are saying, no, I'm never going to watch this show. I think that's a little overreaction, because when we see the first trailer for it, people are going to be like, okay, I'm interested. And then you got the people, like you were saying, oh, you're racist because you disagree. That's overreacting, unless they're blatantly saying, like you said, I hate black people. Just because someone's having trouble adjusting to it doesn't mean they're racist.
No, it's for me, it's like realigning my expectation.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what it is. It's realigning my expectation for what I thought would there would be. And it's taken, like I said, when I first saw it, aside from all the comments I was seeing, everything else, I was just shocked. Like, oh my gosh, like I never in a million years saw this. Never in a million years.
Yeah.
And so it will take me time. And then, you know, and someone had said, and I think you and I mentioned, they'll probably be mostly, you know, under the table type actors or actresses, not well known. Rosamund Pike, right? I think she's pretty well known. She's been around for a minute, and I think that's good to bring that in. But the rest, you know, just like they said, you know, pretty under the table. You know, some people might know who they are depending on what kind of TV shows you watch and stuff. But none of them are off the wall,
famous,
popular by all means, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. They're not household names. So I think that in that aspect, I think it really opens the door to what they can do, you know, because now I'm not looking like at, oh, it's like a Tom Cruise. And so I kind of know what actor I'm getting.
Yeah.
You know, or it's not, you know what I mean? There's just some actors that always play the same type of roles, you know,
like The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock, or like, you know, like the English type actors, you know, yeah. Like there's certain English male actors that always play the bad guy and you just know what you're going to get, right? And yeah. I'm almost positive in my head we'll still have that here in this series at some point. But it will be, you know, I think they've really kept the door open that way, because now we don't know what to expect.
Yeah. And in some ways that's good, because when I'm watching, you know, Joshua act as Rand, I'm not thinking, oh yeah, he's also that other guy in this other movie. And yeah, I can kind of see how he is blending that performance that he did last year with Rand. You know, there's none of that. It's just, oh, this new guy that I've never seen before, he's Rand. You know, there's no bleed over from another role,
mm-hmm.
which I think is good. Then I think what's causing people anxiety, like you said, is we don't know what we're getting. You know, we don't know these people.
Yeah. Am I going to get a Matt Cawthon that is dead serious, that just has a kind of serious personality? I don't know, right? Yeah. I don't know. Or am I going to get like a kind of carefree attitude from Zoe Robbins for Nynaeve? I don't know. But that's part of the excitement and the worry. But I hope that they can move into these roles. I know that one of the concerns that people have had, especially with Marcus Rutherford, right, is Perrin Ibarra is a freaking large human being that is bigger than all his friends, very strong, and I don't see that in Marcus Rutherford. He's got 2 years to put on some beef.
Yeah. Well, he's 6'5", so he's got that part of it. But he needs, like you said, he needs to get some muscle.
Yeah. And, I mean, let's talk about this. So this is interesting. So when I think of the characters, not aside from the actors and everything, when I think of the characters, how tall do you think Perrin Ibarra is?
I never thought 6'5", like 6'2". Well, I always thought him and Rand were about the same height. And Rand's about, I always thought Rand would be like 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", maybe.
Okay. What about Matt?
Shorter, under 6 foot or under, 5'10". But not too, not short, but not tall, in middle range, 5'10" or so.
According to willoftimefandom.com, W-O-T.com, fandom.com. Now, I'm going to do a disclaimer. These are wikis. People can change these. I know they're not canon, but people look at these and this is kind of where they're getting the information from, right?
Yeah, for the last 30 years.
Yeah, for the last 30 years. I had a conversation with someone and I think these are way off, okay? First of all, but let me give you the heights that they have listed down. They have Perrin Ibarra as, and this is in our measurements, right? If we were to take our measurements, at 7'3".
What?
Yep. And 240 pounds.
That's like skinny. That's a rail. Yeah.
So this is what it says.
That's not loyal. That's Perrin.
That's Perrin. Listen, it says he's 1 span, 1 foot, 3 inches. For those that don't know, a span is 3 feet, right? So he's 1 span, so 6 feet plus 1 foot plus 3 inches, 7'3". And he weighs 24 stone, which according to their height is, their thing is like 240 pounds. 1 stone is 10 pounds. So he's 240 pounds. But when you kind of break it down, they have it as 1 foot being 10 inches, right? That's how they measure is 1 foot is 10 inches.
Okay.
So then you add up 73 inches, right?
Okay.
So if you did that, then he would be 6'1" tall, but he would be 150 pounds.
That's too skinny.
That's way too skinny. Yeah. I could see maybe six, like you said, 6'2" or 6'3" at 240 pounds, beefy guy.
Right.
Right. So Matt Cawthon, he would be 7'2" at 180 pounds, or if you converted it to our measurements and heights, 6 feet at 112 and a half pounds.
I think the height's about right, but still way too skinny.
Yeah. And then Randall Thor, 7'7" tall, or 6'5" tall. And then he'd be 235 pounds on their weight scale, or they'd be 147 pounds on ours. So I think, obviously, that's way wrong. I see Perrin Ibarra is about 6'2", 6'3". I could say about 240. I could go with that.
Yeah.
Matt Cawthon, I'd go 6 foot. I'd go about 170 pounds, 165-ish maybe, right in there.
Yeah.
Because he's young, right? We got to remember he's young right now.
Yeah. You're
not end of the book. So Randall Thor, I would actually go 6'6", 6'7", maybe your height. Hmm. Right.
Okay.
And it says 235 or 147. I would go about one, maybe beginning of the series 175 and a series 195.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's why I say, I know it's not super important and stuff, but I'm just saying, like, even according to these measurements and sizes and things, we are not going to get that out of these guys.
Yeah. Yeah. The expectations have been set at a certain level in a certain way for decades. And so there's going to be some shock, some people taken aback for what we got announced, you know, three, four days ago. Doesn't mean we're racist or haters. It's just, we're going to have to take some time to adjust. Some people adjust quicker and some don't. But So yeah, there's, you know, all these wikis and databases, fan-made databases and things like that. And we've had artwork over the, every book has an artwork cover. And granted, that's like the last place you'd look for something canon, because how many of the book covers have stuff that's just wrong depicted on them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Robert Jordan, when he was alive, he approved those designs. He was, I'm sure he's involved in describing them or looking at them before they got published on the cover. And we never heard anything like, oh, you know, they need to be darker, or, oh, their hair is the wrong color, or they're not tall enough. You know, that we never heard any of that. It was approved and published. And then we got these graphic novels that have been published probably within the last 5-6 years. And everyone is depicted is, you know, white or light skinned and dark. I guess some of the girls have dark black hair, brown hair type thing. But the boys have, Rand has red hair. That's pretty significant and pretty clarified throughout the story. But Perrin and Matt's are brown hair depicted in these novels, these graphic novels. So, you know, we've been conditioned or we've been shown these examples for the past 30 years, and it's not what we are getting in these casting announcements. So, of course, there's some discrepancy in what we have in our mind and what we're being shown now. So there's going to be some discussion about it. And I think that's natural.
Oh, yeah. Normal. Well, it makes you wonder what they're going to do with the rest of the Andor men, right?
Yeah.
Because they're Andor men. They live from Andor. They come from Andor, right? It's been that way for forever. And Elaine has strawberry blonde hair.
Yep.
How does that work? You know? And so I think it leaves a lot of questions. I think, I mean, like I said, do whatever you want. But now we have to try to conform to it. And everything has to change because of it. And if not, then what are you going to do? How are you going to explain it? Are you going to hope nobody cares? Because you're talking about a fan base that literally is combed through the book sentence by sentence, you know, everything else, basically has it all memorized. And you're going to turn all that on top of its head in the name of creativity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think if they're changing, I think we talked about it a little bit before the show, that if they can change this and they have no qualms about it, what else are they going to change?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are we going to, like we jokingly said, you know, Loyal's going to be played by Peter Dinklage and Lan's going to be played by skinny Steve Rogers type, you know, but at the same time, you know, are those core changes, are those core things going to change as well? Is Bella going to be a donkey instead of a horse, right?
Right. And the other one's Hopper, right? You see all the ones, here's the new Hopper cast and it shows like, you know, like mini Wattweiler. You know, one of those things like that. This has been cracking me up, right? And that's funny, right? It's funny. Right. People get it. They laugh. Ha, ha, ha. But that's the kind of change we're talking about, right? You've made it so that now these changes can be so dramatic that what else are we getting? It could just be.
And I'm worried that it's going to go from Robert Jordan's story to Rafe Judkins' story.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Rafe being the facilitator to bring us this story, it's going to turn into his and the writer's room stories, which I think, I mean, obviously they have to write it and adapt it, but how much influence are they going to put in these stories, these episodes?
Yeah. I mean, how much creative control are they going to get? You know, what is, I don't know. And obviously you would assume that Harriet signed off on this. I don't think there's been an official announcement or anything. I know people have talked about it. Well,
talked about it earlier in our earlier episodes that Harriet and Brandon Sanderson are involved, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think they're signing off on everything, but they're giving their input in the story.
Mm-hmm. So. And I doubt that they'll be, I mean, they're not going to come out and say, we think Rafe Judkins is totally completely wrong for doing this. They're never going to say that, right? So I doubt we'll get anything for or against. I mean, maybe, but I doubt it. I mean, they can't be seen, obviously, going against what's been done. And so, I don't know. I still am excited for this film and to see what else. I'm excited to see what else they have, you know, going to be cast and things like that. But it's kind of made me pause, too. It's kind of made me pause and start to realign my expectations. And that's okay. That's okay for me to do it. That's okay for everyone else to do it. That doesn't mean you're racist. It doesn't mean, you know, whatever else. It just means it's going to take a second for me to put on my brakes, you know, and readjust. And so, I don't know. Big announcements for sure. And, you know, we've kind of given our opinion on what we thought about that. Being that now, I have zero idea or thought or anything who will play Lan, right?
Yeah.
Tom. Tom, Elaine, anyone. I can't even begin to put my arms around who they may cast now. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next couple months or so to see who else is cast and to hear more what they're going to do. I know that this is old news, but it sounds, you know, this one is the first season, at least, I think, maybe, or first few episodes are just going to be from Moiraine's point of view, right?
Yeah, that's what they're hinting at, yeah.
So, and obviously we're not going to get that through the whole show because, as we know, spoiler, Moiraine kind of disappears for like 6 books.
Yeah.
So we're not going to see, you know, obviously it's going to have to change. And then as they split up and start going their separate ways, you know, we're going to have to change it. So, but a lot of interesting things. I think the excitement should still be there for everybody. I think that we should still feel upbeat, that good things can happen. And so there you go. I mean, that's kind of my take on it. You know, I've gone through a lot. I've posted a lot on different groups. I'm sure Justin has seen a lot of them. It's been an interesting time on the message boards. If any of you are in the groups, I mean, there's been some crazy conversations.
Yeah. Yeah. And they've started to just lock down threads. No more comments on this. We're done. I think people are getting frustrated. But I think initially, like I said, I was taken aback. Then with each day, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's, I guess at the end of the day for me, you know, when Madeline Madden is acting, you know, am I going to see Egwene? You know, is it believable to me when I keep forgetting their names? When Barney Harris is acting, do I believe that that's Matt? Is he mischievous enough in these first few episodes, right? Before he gets the dagger? Is he a trickster? You know, that's what matters to me. Do I believe these actors as the characters? And if they can pull that off, I think that's going to be even trickier than just their face, their headshots on Twitter and people freaking out because they don't look like it, what they thought in their mind. You know, if these actors can't act like the characters we've had in our mind for the past 30 years, that's going to be a harder sell in my mind than what they look like. Because how many times have we read the novels? Dozens.
Yeah.
And now we're going to see the interpretation on screen. It's going to be different. It's not going to be word for word, scene for scene. It's going to be different. And can people accept that on top of what they're seeing with these announcements?
Mm-hmm. I think in the end, one of my biggest concerns is we will have a Game of Thrones ending at the beginning.
Okay.
You haven't watched Game of Thrones, but you may have heard the ending was like horrible.
Yeah, I've heard it was very disappointing for a lot of
people. Oh, very disappointing. Very disappointing. And I'm an avid book reader of the series. I've read the series multiple times. Obviously, we don't know what the ending is. The books haven't come out yet. I'm sure they'll come out by 2029.
That's why I haven't watched the show. I'm not watching that show until book six comes out at least.
It was bad. There was online petitions saying this is horrible, redo it. Like hundreds of thousands of people saying it was just really bad. I can't get around. But that was the end of the show, which is bad in its own right, right? I mean, you're just ending horrible. But I'm scared that we will have that kind of ending at the beginning of the show. And I don't want that. And it'll happen because, like you said, is this the Matt that I've really pictured? Skin color, everything else aside, is he, like you said, is he mischievous? Is Lan the, you know, what's been described?
The ultimate warrior, right?
Yeah, right? I mean, the ultimate warrior died a few years ago. I don't know if you knew that. Just kidding. It's, you know, world WWF stuff.
Oh, okay.
I forget. This is nerd podcast.
I don't watch WWE.
That's sports. That's like, I know you just played basketball, but in sports, people know who he is. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't watch that fake sports.
No, but I know what you're saying. Like, is the ultimate warrior? Like, is he that guy? Is, you know, you can go up and down the list, you know, from the Mirlin seat, not everything. Like, do they match? Because if they don't, I don't care what they look like. You've just ruined it.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem. And it's like when Brandon Sanderson took over for the last three books, that first book with Matt wasn't the same. And there were some things that were, but there were a lot of things that didn't match up. And a lot of people had problems with that.
Yeah, and it was out there. Like, people were talking about it lots. And rightly so. I mean, this is a long series with very, very good fans. Very, you know, I mean, almost zealot-like fans, right?
Yeah.
And we like to hold people up to what's there.
Yep.
And I don't think that's bad. And I don't think it's bad if they go against the grain. But, you know, word of caution, there is a point where it's too much.
Yeah. Yeah. And to compare it to another long-standing fantasy series, you know, Lord of the Rings, which, you know, these first few, well, probably at least this book, this Eye of the World book, takes a lot of themes from Fellowship of the Ring. And, you know, we have the shadowy bad guy chasing our heroes as they flee in the night from their hometown type stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And you got the evil lord tracking them down, you know, so there's a lot of similarities. But Lord of the Rings, that whole series, got a lot of the stuff right from the books. So I think a lot of people are, that's the experience that we've had in the past, is these beloved Lord of the Rings books were adapted to a movie. And in a lot of ways, it made the books better, or it expanded just a little bit on the books and made the whole experience and the story better. And there wasn't any talk of this, oh, well, Frodo's the wrong color, or Legolas doesn't look like I imagined him in my mind type stuff. They were spot on their casting, spot on costuming, spot on set design, right?
Mm-hmm.
And already we're not getting that with the Wheel of Time.
Well, yeah. I mean, why rebuild the engine if the engine's already perfect?
Right.
I don't understand it. I'll never understand it. Not just from this casting choices and things like that, but from any show that rewrites its characters. But good things can happen. Like, right. I mean, you look at, what's that dumb show with Starbuck?
Oh, Battlestar.
Yeah. You look at Battlestar Galactica. They recast Starbuck as a woman, and there was a lot of problems with it. But after watching that show, she did a freaking awesome job, and I loved the new Starbuck. I loved the girl Starbuck. So, I mean, obviously there's, you know, you can change things and it can work, but most of the time it doesn't. So, I don't know. Overall, I think that it's opened some great potential doors for what we can see. I don't know what grade to give. I've given the grade in the casting. I don't know, because it's gone completely against what I expect, and I don't know these actors. I don't know them at all. I've looked through their movie list.
Yeah,
and
nothing.
I don't like know any of these films. I mean, like Power Rangers Ninja Steel, okay. And this is, I mean, we're talking Zoe Robbins. I've never watched Power Rangers Ninja Steel. I don't know. The Shannara Chronicles, I wanted to watch it, never did.
It was bad.
But Killian Curse, The New Tomorrow, Shortland Street, I've never heard of these shows before.
Yeah. Right? I think the most high profile one is Madeline Madden is in Dora and the Lost City of Gold. That was just released in theaters last week.
And let's get real, I'm never going to see that. And so, I mean, but that's what I'm saying, is we just don't know. I don't really know anything about it. So I can't even throw a grade on there. I think for potential, I think for the doors it's opened, I can give it an A. I think for the pitfalls that you can get, that you can fall into, I would also give that an A.
Yeah.
So take that right for what it is. I think it could go either way. Obviously, I'm hoping for the best. I don't want the worst, but I've seen, but like in the back of my mind and from my experience, I'm it's hard to get me super excited about it other than I'm an ultra fan.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm worried that I want it to do well. I want these actors to bring out the best in, make me see Egwene, Matt, Perrin, Rand, Nynaeve, Moraine. You know, I want to see that on screen. I hope these actors can do that. But I'm also in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, you mentioned the Shannara Chronicles, another adaptation from a good fantasy series. The TV show is terrible because it didn't follow, there were elements of the story, but it didn't follow the story. It was like its own thing. And mm-hmm. I watched probably 5-6 episodes and I was like, I can't watch this. This is not what I want to see from this series. It ruined it. If I were to follow this, it would ruin the story for me because it was so different. It's like, and then there's the Dresden Files, right?
Oh,
same characters, completely different story, not even the same story.
No,
you don't even want to watch that show because it's not the story.
Yeah, they changed Morgan, they changed Bob, they changed up and down everyone, right? And I watched 2 episodes, and I mean, let's get real, I'm a probably as big a fan for that series as I am for this series.
Right.
I think that's fair to say. I am ultra hyped about that series. And I made it 2 episodes in and I never watched it again. I couldn't even watch it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite book series, because it, like you said, it was ruining it for me. It was ruining the story for me.
Yeah. And that's the fear that we have. That's a legit, real fear. Not like, I mean, it's, you know, first world problems, but still, that's our anxiety, right? We don't want to see that happen to this series that's almost 30 years old next year. We've read it multiple times. We want to see it. We've been waiting for a TV show or a movie for at least 20 years, right? I mean, it's a big deal. And you can't monkey around with that and just throw out an inferior product and be like, well, this is Rand and they have the same name, so why don't you like it?
Yeah, no, exactly. when they, one of the thoughts that I had in my head when I was reading through all this is I was like, oh, so I wonder if Idris Elba is going to be Lan.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I thought, you know, because I was like, oh, that would, for me, that would kind of gel.
Yeah, he's about A.
Yeah, he is. I think he'd make a great Lan.
Yeah.
So, but I think most of this is going to be unknowns unless it's a small world.
Yeah, because they have to spend so much time on the, you know, filming and different, all these, if it's successful, there'll be multiple seasons. And like with Game of Thrones, you know, none of the, hardly any of the actors anyway, were well known. You know, we didn't know who Emilia Clarke was until Game of Thrones, really. And same with all the actors who played, you know, Jon Snow and Bran and, you know, those guys, it's kind of the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
Where if it's successful, they're going to be there filming these shows for the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to be someone up and coming who wants to make an impact and has that time. So, yeah. So anyway, I think like you, I've grown to accept them, and not that I didn't accept them. Like I said, I was just like, oh, okay. That's not what I was thinking. But I've come to terms and I'm willing to give it a chance. If I'm not buying into it by the second episode, it's going to be a problem. I don't know if I'll watch it. So, but I'm willing to give them a chance. And it's not only the actors, you know, it's the writers, the directors, the producers, the costume design, the set design, the second director. It's a team that has to come together with the same vision and produce a superior product. And that's a lot of variables that have to come together. So, but I'm willing to give it a shot. I'm willing to follow them on this ride and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 2021 in the end just can't come soon enough.
Is that when it's projected to premiere?
That's what it says. It says episode 1.1, 2021.
Wow.
That's what it says on the like filmography, like under all their IMDb, you know, accounts and stuff. It okay. says 2021. So I'm sure they're going to film like most of the season.
Yeah.
Come out with it. Do you think that they're going to, I don't remember if they did it. Are they going to release it weekly or they're just going to, well, boom, here you go.
I don't know. I don't think they've announced it. I hope it's weekly.
I don't. I will. If I like it, right, I want to binge watch the crap out of that. Right.
Well, it's Amazon Prime, right? So they typically do like Netflix where they're like, okay, here's the whole series.
Or
the whole
I don't know. I don't know. I don't watch a whole lot of Amazon Prime, but I can tell you I love Netflix because they put out the thing at once. I mean, like, cool, like the waiting thing, I get the anticipation and yada, but there's a lot. I like to binge. I know other people like to binge, and I just want to take the day off and watch the entire series and then tell everyone all about it the very next
day. Yeah. Yeah, there's advantages to both.
So I don't know. We'll see, but I mean, I don't know. Who do you think we'll have next? What do you think the next announcements are for actors?
I think it's going to be Lan and Tom, maybe even Pad and Fane.
Oh, yeah.
Because those are the main characters from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to start with chapter one type stuff, you want those characters announced because they're going to start filming first.
Yep. I think Evienda will be, we won't hear for quite a while.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a couple seasons out.
Yeah.
We might get Elaine towards the, like once they start filming, getting ready to film, I think we'll get Elaine and Morghese and Elida.
And I'm kind of excited to see the Ishmael adaption. You know how they, because, you know, his eyes and mouth are on fire kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And stuff. I'm kind of excited to see that kind of adaption. Do you see what they do with that?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll probably be announced sooner as well because he's involved with the dreams and stuff in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the whole book, and it starts in the beginning. We might even get a Luce Theron if they do that flashback.
Oh, yeah.
That prologue.
I think they need to.
At some point, whether it's the first scene like it is in the story, or if it's at some point like a flashback, like Moraine. I think we talked about this on one of our shows earlier where Moraine's kind of telling the group about things and they show it instead of just her talking about it. They show some flashbacks, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Sweet. Well, you know, here's to the future of the movie. I mean, I think now we're all kind of, you know, been a few days kind of getting our heads wrapped around. Here we go. You know, we're on for a fun ride, I think. And 2021 will let us know.
Yep. Yep. So we want to thank you guys for joining us. This is a special episode of The Fourth Tavern where we're just talking about the latest announcements, and we'll get back to our book reviews and things like that in the near future, so stay tuned for that next episode. still on Eye of the World. But we want to thank you guys for joining us here on the Fourth Tavern. Definitely follow us on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Just do a search for The Credible Nerds. You'll find us, and you can join in on the Wheel of Time conversations as well as all their other nerdy topics that we love to talk about. So also check us out on Patreon. Support us there. We have exclusive Wheel of Time episodes there that you can't find anywhere else, just on Patreon. And we're glad that we got this new announcement, because we've been talking about it and waiting for something for quite a few months. And the Moraine announcement was pretty cool, but it was just the one. So to get these five announcements all in one day was pretty cool. But yeah, so thanks for joining us here on the Fourth Tavern, and we'll catch you next time.
See you guys.